Okay, Andy, when I asked you about your experience with the carnival, you said you've been going since the 1970s. So what age would you have been when you started going to the carnival?
The first carnival was in 1972. I would have been 8 at the time. I think we just moved from the old Moss Side. So we used to live on Enzo Street in Moss Side, which was just off Raby Street. I remember all the colours, a lot more steel pans. Obviously, I'm a lot more under the leash at the time because when you're 8 and it's the old school generation, the Windrush lot, you can't go too far from your mum without being in trouble. But I remember there used to be a guy, I think he'd call it health and safety now, but he had a whip and he had a mask. And if any of the kids went anywhere too close to the wheels, it'd whip you with this fake whip what made a cracking sound, which is good memories now, but at the time. So I remember a lot more dancing around the streets. It was a lot more calypso orientated, a lot more local bands. It's just completely different to what it is now, I would say. I also feel it's been treated for years as though, oh, we've got the carnival to get through. Let's see if we can get through it without any trouble. That's how the law and the council seems to see it. It's like almost like we were a pest. When it first started, it was colourful. We did it ourselves. It's something we were proud of. These days, there's just so many little things like security for the carnival, which I think maybe needs it, but the guys seem to be from out of town. And all these little things just make it where you don't really want to go. It's become more of a festival, I think.
Well, can I
more
just...
More akin to Glastonbury or something like that.
But did you get in for free? We don't pay £300-odd a ticket. Well, if I was to say to you, the next carnival, I'm leaving you totally in control. How are you going to change it? What will you change? What will you get rid of? What will you improve?
I think I'd set up a committee of trusted, vetted individuals that have got a genuine love for the carnival. And I think I'd start there. So I'd call that my firm foundation. I'd lay out a roadmap of what certain traditional values, shall we say. Obviously, I'm not trying to make it 1972 again, but 1972 wasn't all wrong. It was the West Indian Carnival. I think it needs to be more the West Indian Carnival than the festival it's become. I've been to the festival that it is in recent years, and I don't mind it at all, but I just feel it's lost its way a bit. And that's, younger people won't know because they won't have ever seen the older carnival to know what it was about. But I think middle-aged people, slightly older people, we know it's been diluted. And I just feel it's been diluted slightly too much. So I would form a committee of trusted individuals, design a roadmap, a plan of action, how to get it back on course. Also retaining a lot of the modern-day values and the modern-day setup that works. So the security business, I like that, but I'd improve on it and have more local faces. I think working with the police, working with the council, I think that's all essential. I think that would be the way I would go forward.